Welcome to your five for the day. A few years ago, a group of salesmen went to a regional sales convention in Chicago. They had assured their wives that they would be home in plenty of time for Friday night's dinner. In their rush, with tickets and briefcases in hand, moving quickly through the airport terminal, one of these salesmen inadvertently kicked over a table which held a display of apples. Apples flew everywhere. Without stopping or looking back, they all managed to reach the plane in time for their nearly missed boarding. All but one. He paused, took a breath, quickly assessed the situation, and experienced a twinge of compassion for the girl whose apple stand had been overturned. He told his colleagues to go on without him, waved goodbye, told one of them to call his wife when they arrived at their home destination, and explained his taking a later flight. Then he returned to where the apples were still all over the terminal floor. The man was glad he did. The 16-year-old girl running the stand, he discovered, was totally blind. She was softly crying, tears running down her cheeks in frustration, all the while helplessly groping for her spilled produce as the rushing crowd swirled about her, no one stopping and no one caring for her plight. No one else, that is. The salesman knelt on the floor with her, gathered up the apples, put them back on the table and helped organise her display. As he did this, he noticed that many of them had become battered and bruised. These he set aside in another basket. When he'd finished, he pulled out his wallet and said to the girl, "Here, please take this $40 for the damage I did. Are you okay?" She nodded through her tears. "I hope I didn't spoil your day too badly," he said. As the salesman started to walk away, the bewildered blind girl called out to him, "Mister!" He paused and turned to look back into those blind eyes. She continued, "Are you Jesus?" He stopped in mid-stride, and he wondered, stunned by the words. Then slowly, he made his way to catch the later flight with that question burning in his soul. Are you Jesus? If you cannot preach like Peter, and you cannot pray like Paul, you can tell the love of Jesus how he died to save us all. There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. Just tell the love of Jesus how he died to save us all. Jesus didn't sacrifice his life for himself or anything he could get out of it. He did it for others, for the other, for the good and well-being of others. That's love. The Bible clearly affirms, love is not jealous, rude or boastful. Love does not insist on its own way. Love is unselfish, sacrificial, kind and just. Love seeks the good and the well-being of the other. Love makes room and space for the other to be. This love, this is the way of Jesus. And it's a game changer. Thank you for listening. God bless.